Uncle Nick is back. In fact, he probably never left. I'm pretty sure he fell asleep on your couch after trying to teabag your mom. Sound like a dyslexic army grunt we all know and love? It should, allegedly. Visit frankservi.com and pick up some high-quality red pill literature today. A link is in the description, you bundles of sticks.
What's up, you savage sallies? Terrence Pop here, redonkulous.com. Good Pop showed up today because I have some good news. I gotta take a dump, but I don't want to leave you high and dry, so I got Hammer Hand here to cover me. So without further hairdo, you see what I did there? Hammer Hand!
Hey, I know I'm banned on YouTube, but I'm always just to the left of Pop in case he's gotta take a dump.
Yeah.
What the f*** is this? You guys know better than this. I don't drink. Get this shit out of here. Toxic mail. Today's article comes to us courtesy of Scott. Here's one for you.
An NYU professor says fewer men going to college will lead to a mating crisis with the U.S. producing too many broken alone men.
Too many broken alone men? Aw, are your fifis hurt, darling? Wah. Let me guess, we're not creating enough male slaves for you to bend to your will, are we? But, oh my god, I've always wanted to do that. Newsflash, college is pointless. Just name any career. Half of them don't need college. And half of these dudes that these ladies look down on, you know, like plumbers, electricians, they make more money than they do. But, oh, you want to marry up. I get it. Unfortunately, ladies, when you signed up for those student loans, there was a hidden clause. And I say that knowing full well, I look like a closet clause. All that money that you took out includes a one-way ticket to Box Wine in Catland. Basically, the more you strive for, the fewer options you have. When your goal is to marry up, the higher you go, the harder you fall. And since I don't drink the menagerie, I want to need you guys to pick up the slack for me. So pour yourselves a good one, because I have a feeling that today, it's going to be a bad one.
Fewer men than women are attending college, which is leading to a mating crisis, the New York University professor Scott Galloway told CNN on Saturday.
F*** him! Scott Galloway is a slave.
Wah.
And apparently, misery loves company. This isn't a mating crisis. It's an entitlement bubble. And it's about to burst. Pop made a whole video about it. In fact, if you want to watch it, the link is in the description.
Women made up 59.5% of college students at the end of the 2020-21 school year, an all-time high, the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this month, citing U.S. Department of Education data. That's in comparison to 40.5% of men enrolled in college.
I mean, if you didn't see this coming, then you live your life by, you know, Braille. Or maybe that's just how you read the hidden messages in your girlfriend's ass. Because she's so fat. It is really sad when it takes the media journalist 5 years to catch up to the drunk, dyslexic army grunt.
You're damn right! Screen 5.
I don't know how you can complain about this. It's exactly what you wanted. But, then again, these are the leftoids that we're talking about. If they couldn't complain about shit that they caused, they probably wouldn't have anything to do. What else are they gonna do? Go on Orn Pay Hub and pretend to be a social justice warrior? That's not gonna work. You wanna be a social justice warrior on Orn Pay Hub? You might as well be Tess Holliday in a salad bar!
Then it's okay to cry.
Additionally, the Journal reported that in the next few years, the education gap will widen.
Just like your thighs at a Sarastatute gala. You can lie to yourselves, ladies, but you can't lie to me, and you can't lie to the popster. We know why you really went to college. Come on now. It doesn't matter what's printed on your degree. What matters is all the stains that you tried to clean up with it. Screen 5!
For every one man who earns a college degree, two women will earn one.
That's not the only thing that women are beginning to excel at, if you know what I mean. Self-deletion, binge drinking, and infidelity. They're at all-time highs. Well done, ladies. Your mission to become exactly like men is almost complete. And I say men because, let's be honest, we're not talking about real men. When these ladies try to behave like men, they're actually behaving like the feminist interpretation of men. Because, you know, all men are allowed to go out and sow their oats, right? Because there's no such thing as incels. You know, the other stuff that you like to complain about? I mean, yeah. Their only crime is that they can't get laid with entitled slurs. But unless they're shelling out hundreds of dollars for your OnlyFans, then they're the Taliban of MGTOW. Isn't it amazing how you have nothing to complain about as long as you're getting paid? Keep telling me it's not about the money. I swear, I'll believe you. I'll listen.
Galloway told CNN.
Like one mechanic said to the chick that couldn't change her tire. There's your problem.
Galloway told CNN that the problem is much bigger than just the current numbers because men drop out at greater rates than women.
It shouldn't take 24 useless college credit hours to figure out that it's not for everyone. I signed up to be an engineer. Why do I need 8 credit hours in social science? One of the most inappropriate names for anything, anywhere. It's not social. It teaches you to be antisocial, and it's definitely not science. It's Marxist propaganda. In other words, it's bullshit! And it's being fed to you by the same billionaires that you claim to hate. But you have no problem letting them inject you with a bunch of shit, right? It's funny how that works.
Idiots are fun. No wonder every village wants one.
College is becoming the domain of women and not men, he said.
I mean, let's be honest about this. College has always been the domain of women. It's just now, their goals have changed. They used to go to college to get a man. Now they go to college to try all men. And why? Because Sheryl Sandberg said I should.
When looking for a life partner, my advice to women is date all of them. The bad boys, the cool boys, the commitment-phobic boys, the crazy boys. But do not marry them. The things that make the bad boys sexy do not make them good husbands.
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me?
These women are collecting STDs like Pokemon. Gotta get them all. And unfortunately, not all those STDs come out of balls. Some of them come straight from the Bermuda Triangle. And we don't talk about that. Time, money, lives, resources have disappeared into that triangle, never to be seen again. Sorry to call you out on this, ladies, but you've been processing more DNA than a crime lab on a weekly basis.
Oh, that's got all my stink of the day in it. That's nasty.
The issue, he said, is being driven by the rising cost of college without much change to the quality of education.
Wow. He actually said something that I agree with. Well done, sir. If you consider college to be education, that is. We ain't gonna get into that.
Elite universities, he said, are focused on giving a luxury experience and not expanding enrollment.
A luxury experience? That makes my brain go in all kinds of directions. And they're probably all bad. So when I go to the mafia that is the college bookstore, do I get, like, what, favors? I get a free Thai massage and my psych book suddenly gives me a happy ending? If that's the case, I still won't go into debt for that. What? Space Ghost.
15 minutes for the lap dance, a half hour to scrub the guilt off my soul. See you in 45.
But we all know why they're focusing on luxury. And it's not because of men. It's the same reason that women want equality in cushy office jobs, but not roofing. Because it's not about education. It's about catering to a bunch of cunts.
Give me that f***ing beer.
Get that f***ing thing out of here.
Additionally, he said college-aged men have more options than their female peers.
On what f***ing planet does that happen? Speaking as someone who's on the wrong, you know, shade of affirmative action, it just got dark in here. I suppose I'm not allowed to have an opinion on why this is pure nonsense. After all, women outnumbering men in college couldn't have anything to do with preferential treatment. It couldn't have anything to do with why Asians get points subtracted from their SATs, while other ethnicities, stunning and brave, get them added. These are fiery but peaceful standardized tests.
I think I can smell shite.
Now, to be fair, at some point, men will have more options than women. You know this is coming, so I'm gonna have Pop say it with me. But it is most definitely not when they're in college. Now, some dudes in college, they sling seed like old bird feeders. College athletes, dudes with Mark of the Beast, they get ass all day long. That, however, is the exception, not the rule. Once dudes get to be about 30, however, well, that power dynamic flips, down it. And that's why the internet is full of women in their 30s bitching about where all the good men went. But you don't see men in their 30s doing the same.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were having a state the obvious contest.
Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm reading this book. And it quite possibly is the best book ever written because I'm in it!
Winning!
If you want to know the rate of return on dating women, you need to buy the Book of Numbers. There's a link in the description, you know, down there in the penis area. Meet Gazer!
You can walk onto a construction site in Florida. You can turn on an app, cop, fireman, trade job, which at the age of 18, if you can make $100 to $200 a day, that feels like real cabbage, he said.
If this statement was supposed to convince dudes to go to college, you're doing it wrong. You just admitted that dudes don't have to go to college to earn a living wage right out of high school. This is the same reason that you don't loan firearms to leftoids. They always shoot themselves in the foot. And for that, for the rest of your life, you're walking in circles, talking in gibberish.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
But Galloway warned that beyond the classroom, the gap is causing an existential threat to society and that we are creating a dangerous cohort.
Wow. It's been a while since I've seen fear like this stoked with anything other than a stethoscope.
Oh.
Good luck figuring that one out, YouTube algorithm. You can just smurf my balls. To boil it down, dudes, anything that you do or don't do, well, you're still the villain. Get used to it. We're supposed to make way for women in higher education, right? Apparently wrong. Can you just let me off this gravy train? I'm getting dizzy. You can only drive in circles so many times before you commit vehicular ass to mouth. And depending which side of the fence you're sitting on, that's better or worse than the real thing.
We have mating inequality in this country, he said, adding that women with college degrees don't want to partner with men who don't hold a degree.
Wow, man. This dude's going down the rabbit hole, and that hole smells like fish and bad decisions. And if you really train your palate, it smells a little Korean. In Korea, they are mandating that dudes date chicks in high school for credits. Talk about a mandate. That irony's thick enough to cut with a chainsaw. How do you say mandate in Korean? Suki suki $5? Actually, Pop was telling me it's $20 up front, $50 around the world. Winning! No! I hope that $50 don't include the donkey show. I didn't sign up for that shit. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry that you had to see that shit with your own two eyes.
It's all right, man. I got over it.
I wouldn't have.
The most dangerous person in the world is a broke and alone male, and we are producing too many of them, he said.
This is stupid for a variety of reasons. Let's go through them one by one. This guy already admitted that dudes can make a living right out of high school. But now he's directly tying Allworth to a higher education. Why don't we just correct this narrative right here and now? The second most dangerous person in the world is a man alone. With all of his resources. And that dude is only dangerous to an establishment that wants to milk him dry.
Damn it. He's right. Well said.
The most dangerous person in the world is a broke, lonely woman. Because all she's got to do to change that is open those thighs like 7-Eleven. And then we're all gonna pay.
I want to give a shout out to my kids' real daddies. Thank you, government, for putting me on. I mean, you was the definition of a real father.
But, word of warning, dudes, you show up at that 7-Eleven for a free Slurpee, I hope you're the first in line. Been a while since the machine's been cleaned out. And you know what I mean. And it's dripping on the floor.
That's disgusting!
And if you don't believe me, we have receipts. Because that's how we roll around here. In the last 6 years, they have added an additional 600,000 STD cases. 80% of those being the ladies. We got a whole country full of rigs. It's even worse because these rigs have tits and all they got to do is say yes.
Oh my God.
Wrap your tool and protect your seed, gentlemen. It's the two most important things you can do in your life. And the third most important thing is that you don't fall for this bullshit!
He said the most unstable, violent societies in the world all have one thing in common. Young, depressed men who aren't attaching to work, aren't attaching to school, and aren't attaching to relationships.
These unstable societies in the world have one more key thing in common. It rhymes with flexual devolution, if you know what I mean. People with certain junk, when they're allowed to go unhinged, they take society with them. And this has been true over and over and over again all throughout history. Rome, Turkey, Weimar. Do you need more? One of those is delicious on Thanksgiving, after you cook it. Before you cook it, it looks like a spinster getting ready to settle down. Thighs all stone cold and spread wide, giblets hanging down. Oh, if you're lucky, you might find a baby turkey. I'm just messing with you. Turkeys lay eggs. right?
The general reported that there's no reversal in sight for this gap.
Well, that's one way to conveniently avoid the truth. You just claim that it doesn't exist. You can't fool guys like me. We know what things used to look like. When they were better. You ain't gonna fool anybody who doesn't already agree with you on this shit. Just saying.
Women make up 49% of college-age people in the country, but in the 2021-22 school year, there were 3,805,978 Common App college applications by women compared to just 2,815,810 by men.
Did you just assume their genders? How dare you! Speaking in my capacity as a sexually recognized attack helicopter, I'm offended.
In the fall of 2020, while the University of California, Los Angeles expanded enrollment by 3,000 students, 90% of those spots were filled by women.
And then, all those women got their spots filled. Screen 5. We all know why you're there, ladies. It's to broaden your horizons. While you're getting broadened. You hear that? What's that loud squeaky sound? It's weird. Oh, I know that sound. It's the rationalization hamster, and the wheels are about to fall off.
That same semester, only 41% of those enrolled in UCLA were men, the journal reported.
Those are pretty good odds for the shy kids, if you know what I mean. Disclaimer for the shy kids. Don't expect fresh meat when you're eating leftovers. And I don't know what it is about these college chicks, but they all like horseradish. Oh my God. Like Pop always says, use a condom, either flush it or take it with you. Or, if you want to tempt fate, bring an extra condom with you. Put some dish soap in it. Leave it right on top of the trash. She won't get pregnant, but at least she'll smell better.
Yes, I can definitely smell shite.
UCLA Vice Provost Yolanda Copeland Morgan,
who I'm sure was hired strictly for her qualifications and no other reason.
She told the Journal that men's applications are not more competitive, but that fewer men apply.
Gee, I wonder why that is. Could it be that going 6 figures in debt for a job that barely pays the bills is just stupid? Most of these people that graduate college will never pay off their debt. And they're almost all women, which is now why you've got leftoids saying that they're going to forgive student debt. Sure, right on. And here's my thoughts on that. This whole catastrophe was designed this way on purpose. To turn the easily manipulated idiots out there into slaves. Because if you're always in debt, you're easily controlled. Again, by the same billionaires that you like to blame for everything. They run the government, they run media, they run music, they run entertainment, they run big pharma. And before this year, they were evil incarnate. Remember that?
Petridge Farm remembers.
Oh, those were the days.
Men are falling behind remarkably fast, Thomas Mortensen, a senior scholar at the Pell Institute for the Study of Opportunity in Higher Education, told the Journal.
That is code speak for we don't have enough slaves. Just remember now, these are the same people that try to sell you on the idea of male privilege. They debunk their own arguments, and they hope that you won't catch on. Because we're not talking about that. But I suppose this article wasn't written for guys like us. You know, critical thinkers. I mean, after all, we're such a rare breed. It's only a matter of time before critical thinking becomes white supreme pizzas. I'll take mine party cut. After all, patriotism is now teriyakiism, and it's pretty good on rice. Hey, leftoids, you keep changing the definition of words, we're gonna have to throw the dictionary out. I mean, you're out there chasing your own assholes, and you've already got a cot and a reading lamp in there.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
At the end of the day, dudes, don't pay attention to this propaganda. Hold the line. If they're demonizing you, you're doing something right. In a society where everything is offensive except true degeneracy, the only way to win is not to play. So when your idiot friends share articles like this, read between the lines. They want slaves on the plantation, nothing more. With that being said, I am done here. I want to thank Terrence Pop for letting me host this show. And since I'm on the naughty list, there will be a link in the description if you want to know where to find me. Subscribe to my channel, because I said so! Now that I'm done here, I'm going to take my water, it's very strong, and I'll see you guys next time.
That was some good shit right there. Did you guys have fun? Because I had fun. For me, it was like a day off, and damn it, I deserve one once in a while. Well, you know, because I drank myself to sleep last night, and that's the first time that is ever happened. You're not buying it? Well, I have said before many times, I'm a terrible liar. And that's why I retired from the Army and not the CIA. You want to smell it?
No.
Make sure you go check out and subscribe to Hammerhand. His new one, not his old channel, because, you know, that one got nuked. Just like he did to this article, Screen 5. And as always, if you want to keep seeing this content, check out the links below. Subscribe, Star and Locals, and Patreon, I guess. We're getting shadow banned on there as well. So if you have a paid membership there, you might want to abandon ship and go elsewhere. The SS Drinking Straw's pulling out of port on Locals. You f***er. No menagerie for me today because I drank it off camera. So take it easy. Go away. I'm done with you.
And I say that as a man who looks suspiciously like a hidden claws.
Oh, God, that's great. So, hold on, let me click them. If you want me to turn around, I can, but I don't want to blow your shit off the wall.
It's all right, man. So.